We've got no doubts about that. I mean, ultimately, you know, the position we're in at the moment, nobody wants to be. We're not in that position because of our last six games. We're in that position because of our first five games. We took 1 point from five. As a matter of fact, the last six games, from everybody in the division, we'd be actually sitting 12th on the table. So we've seen the improvement from the first five, from that international break to the next one. It's been night and day, and that's actually within the Sheffield Wednesday game, where I certainly believe we were worthy of certainly a minimum of a point. I mean, it was no consolation for the PGMO board to ring me a week past Monday and say, just to let you on, no consolation, but that was a very good goal that you scored against Sheffield Wednesday. So, of course, stuff like that's not certainly been in our favour, but what we know moving forward, we're getting better all the time. I mean, our last six games, I said before, and even at Birmingham, we certainly could have walked away there from a point. So if we continue to play in that manner, and I still believe we'll get better as we go, and the Mulgrews and these boys start coming back in at the scheme of things, it makes us better as a team. So moving forward, as I said before, we're very confident. But to your point, of course, each and every game is important. I think what's important as well for the next couple of games is we're back at home, and we want to create and generate an atmosphere that leads to us performing well enough to go and win points. Now, that takes everybody to play their part. I've got to say, I mean, if you remember, we spoke about it before, the atmosphere in the Rotherham game was second to none. Everybody, and of course, there's an onus on the players to play well and give the supporters something to shout about. And that's the essence. I mean, that's why they're called supporters, because they come and support their team, they get behind their team. And that's the important thing. All the other stuff on the periphery is on at the club. The important thing is that everybody's there pulling the same direction to help for Blackburn Rovers. That's what we all want. And when those supporters are behind the players, and equally the players have to play well to give them that something to shout about, then of course Ewood's a marvellous atmosphere. That's the one we've got to build. We've got to look to try and turn that into a fortress where anybody comes knows we're in for a real tough game today, because Blackburn Rovers, the fans, every one of them's at it. And I've had that. All the clubs have been at, you know, that. Those home games have been of tremendous value, because when you can pick up your points to home games, it gives you that platform then to go away from home and perform as you did at Derby and go and get results like that.
And a home game against Ipswich Town, you'll know Mick McCarthy. I'm sure you've faced him on numerous occasions at various clubs you've both been at. What do you make of Mick and his teams?
Well, Mick's a good pal of mine, and Ipswich are a fantastic club, and they have been, you know, and you look through the history of their team, they've had some fantastic teams, as you know, and they're always it's always a tough game. Mick and I actually played in an Island B game together way back, so I mean, we've been friends for many, many years, but we know as always it's going to be a tough game, and he knows that. He knows coming to Blackburn Rovers, then it's going to be a tough ask, so we have to make sure that we control what we can, and that's us working hard, looking to earn the right to pass and move the ball. And when we do that, try to be incisive with pace and penetration, because we know in Gallagher and Emnes and Conways, and you've mentioned the Samuelsons and these boys, Bennett's feet, then we can get boys that can create and score chances. So we have to make sure that we're ready to capitalise on that. And equally, I would suggest as well, we're not being naive, that we need to get better. We need to start getting clean sheets and giving ourselves a platform to go and win games. So that's a collective effort to do that. But as I said before, last six games, probably could have, you know, two or three more points than we did, but we've already shown that we're a decent team in this league, and now's the time to kick on and start moving up the table.